Dave, and Darren.
A Nacho Radio Podcast.
Welcome to the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things Podcast, a podcast that is almost as creepy as the Factory of Fear. The Factory of Fear is the Quad City's longest-running and largest indoor haunted attraction. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, September 28th through Halloween. Do you have what it takes to make it for the Quad City's most horrifying haunt? Tickets are available at factoryoffear.com. General admission tickets are $15. VIP tickets just $20. It's the best deal in town. The Factory of Fear offers the most haunted bang for your buck. Factory of Fear, Fridays and Saturdays, 7 to midnight, Sundays, 7 to 10. Factory of Fear, a hauntedillinois.com voter's choice top 10 haunted house in 2017 with new twisted characters and a 100% rebuild for 2018. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline and online at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, where fear is made. Now, here's today's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things Podcast. Enter if you dare.
It's like, whoa, what is going on?
Hey, everybody.
Good night.
Welcome to the Top 5 Things Podcast.
Not everybody's going to get the whole haunted house idea.
What? It's going to take a while.
Oh, what is this?
It's going to take a while for everybody to be on board, but there it is. We welcome the Factory of Fear as a sponsor of this here podcast, and you're listening to it. My name is Dave. He's Darren. This is Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things Podcast.
I got a text from Dave yesterday. Well, you know that. I'm telling everyone else. Saying, this is the best half of football I've enjoyed in quite some time. Please, please, please tell me you went to bed.
I did. Yeah, I went to bed at the half.
Yeah, good for you, as you should have.
I went to bed at the half mad, like a little kid, like, I don't see why. Why do I got to go to bed?
I don't know why I don't get to watch the rest of the game. Well, I'm glad you went to bed.
That was...
What the hell you call that?
Yeah, exactly,
man,
George.
What a stupid call that was.
Exactly,
come
George
on,
the Bear.
Come on, let's go, you guys. Jeez, brother.
So how much of the second half did you watch?
I watched all of it.
So what happened? What is going on?
Well, Aaron Rodgers came back. Which I didn't think was
going to happen. I went to bed, and it was Aaron Rodgers is out for the game, probably out for the season, and boy, do we hate to see this. Now, the Bears wanted to win, but not under these circumstances. And I'm screaming at the TV, absolutely, under any circumstances. Oh, do I care about Aaron Rodgers and his ability to walk? How's that any of my business? And then he comes back in the game and does some sort of 21 points in the fourth quarter?
I think that mean little mama of his... Danica Patrick said, you will play in the second half, buddy.
That's it.
I'm not going to date a guy who's out for the rest of the season, mister.
So if he's still with Olivia Munn, the Bears win that game.
Exactly.
Is that your contention?
Exactly. But this is her. Is this her first year with him while he's playing?
I don't know.
Or did she catch a little bit of... She got a little bit of it last year.
I don't remember.
It's like, no. I'm not dating an injured quarterback. Forget that.
What's the matter with you guys?
And Kyle, I'll start
dating racers again if I have to do this.
I read where Kyle Fuller basically got an interception right in his numbers and
The game's over.
Right.
The game is over.
And he just drops it.
Your precious Aaron Rodgers threw a ball right in his breastplate, and it bounced off.
Well, listen.
Game's over at that point.
This is what I focused on, because I ran to the paper first thing this morning. I ran to the websites. Mm-hmm. I gotta see how bad they, because it was 17-0 at the half.
What sort of ass
right,
whooping
like,
was
like,
this?
How can I let people know that are Packer fans what a mistake they've made in their life? Oh mm-hmm. boy.
Oh brother.
And then I'm like, well, no, this isn't right.
This is a misprint. Wait a minute. Dewey beats Truman?
Yeah, there he is. There he is on the front page of the paper. Leeds comeback, unlikely comeback against Chicago Bears. And I'm thinking, what?
Who do the Bears play next week? Or are you
come
already?
Come on, let's go, you guys.
Already give up?
Jeez, brother.
Let me ask you this about these Bears. How is that my problem? Who they play next week? I was sitting there during the first half, going, "Oh man, I'm going to be giving a lot of time to this team because they're going to be so fun to watch. I'm going to be sitting here every game like this."
Very invested.
This is a 13-3
well,
team.
Well, see, they just let you off the hook then.
And now I'm thinking, yeah, I don't know. Do I need to bother with next week? The Bears next week will be playing. Oh well, it doesn't say here because
how
this week
isn't
over.
Five?
We still not great.
No,
not great.
Why?
Well,
did I
mean,
not,
listen.
Did I not take the Ravens?
We got points for the Bears. That's the important thing.
Yeah, yeah,
I didn't think the Bears were going to win. I said 7.5 was just way too many points. So the Bears gave me points, and that's all Daddy needs, right?
Fuck a Ryan Outlaw. Holy man. What do you call it?
I don't know what to call it.
We gotta move on.
Damn debacle.
It is.
Let me ask you this. Since last time we talked and did this, your guy Paul McCartney has put out an album.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts?
I like it.
You don't love it?
I like it. It's fine.
Uh-huh.
Just like my meal last night.
Yeah, it's okay.
It was good. It was good.
Yeah. You're not crazy about it, though?
I'm listening to it.
It's just, this is my review. And I'll say more about it than you will, I guess, because I don't have the emotional attachment. I can review things a little bit freer space. Somebody should have sat him down and gone, here's 6 songs that don't need to be on the record.
Mm.
12 really good songs.
Uh-huh.
It's almost like he's like, how about I do my own white album? Just put a bunch of garbage on it. People like the white album. Bunch of stupid songs on that. None of mine, of course. Mine are all good on the white album. Why don't I just do my own with a whole bunch of garbage and people pick up what they like?
Uh-huh.
Try to get tickets to see that show.
That didn't work out for you?
No. No, I'm not paying $675 to see Paul McCartney. That was per seat. By the time I got through, I log on, and it's like there are more than 2,000 people in line, and it just
sat
there.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a popular guy, I guess.
So do you think this record goes all the way to number one?
Of course it does.
Being that you only need to sell 30,000 copies to go to number one?
You and I could go to number one in this climate.
Then why shouldn't we?
Let's put out a record.
With a bunch of garbage.
You know, here's the thing. I'll just record a whole bunch of garbage and I'll put it out there and, you know, screw it. Make me own white album. Couple of clunkers, you know.
Some good stuff. I don't like that one song where he's like, I used to get stoned and now I stay home and have a sensible meal. I tell my doctor everything he needs to know about my health. What is that?
I don't think he says that. That's a catchy little tune. Leave him alone.
It's like he's given up.
I used to have fun, but now I check my blood sugar.
What is that? Come on, Paul, rock and roll a little. I know you're 76
years old.
You
don't even have to prick your finger anymore.
Every time I'm listening to that album, and I'm like, every once in a while, I'd be like, I don't know if this is really cool. I don't know if I like this. And then I remind myself, this cat is my dad's age.
Mm.
So for like a 76-year-old man, it's really, really good stuff.
Yeah.
For Paul McCartney, it's good.
Yeah.
It's not great. You have anything else you want to add to this as the preeminent Paul McCartney expert on the podcast?
I would say good, not great. I think you've got it right there. Fine.
What do you think of my assessment that he's trying to do his own white album?
Maybe. I don't
think
so.
Is that the best review you've heard so far?
No.
Is it possible that I have... completely captured the zeitgeist of this moment just 3 days after the record was released?
I'll just put whatever, like 20 songs, and you know, not all of them are good. Couple clunkers. A couple you can dunk in your coffee.
Now I just sit by the Harrington's Pub text line and wait for all the complaints that my Paul McCartney sounds like my Stewie Griffin. And that's okay. Send me your texts. We read them all. That's fine. A bunch of Fred Travellinas listening to the show. Well, but I didn't realize I was doing a show for an audience. It was all of the men of 10,000 voices. You know, sometimes your texts hurt my feelings. Can I just say that? Sometimes your texts stab me right in my heart.
You're a regular Danny Gans.
God.
Now he's no longer with us, is he?
I had to go see that guy in Vegas, and that was one of the weirder moments of my life. Yeah, he dropped dead of a heart attack. I don't think he was 50 years old.
No, I don't think he was very old.
And his gimmick was, I'm a young man, but I do a George Burns impression, and people ate that up.
All these buffets killed me.
I wonder.
Although he was thin.
He seemed like he was in shape. I think he had just one of those weird...
Las Vegas hearts.
What they call the desert heart. I believe Midnight Oil said it best when they said, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
I believe he also had a desert moon.
And Dennis DeYoung was questioned. You. Was questioned when Danny Gans dropped dead.
What do you know about Danny Gans? Why? What do you mean? Mm-hmm. Seems to me he had a desert moon.
Mm-hmm. I got five things here. You want to hear the top five?
We can do that. Sure. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a brand new location, 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. They've got a bridal sale going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement rings, starting at, get this, just $350. Also, their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They are open Tuesday through Friday, starting at 10 a.m. They're open till 5:30, and then on Saturday, they're open from 10 till 3. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com. Like them on Facebook. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. And please, when you're there, mention Nacho Radio, and with your purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. Again, their brand new home, 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport.
I'll tell you where I got my clock cleaned was taking the the Arizona Cardinals. That was an 18-point shellacking I took, Darren. I am currently, out of 157 of us playing this year in the league, I'm 115th place at negative 14 points.
But that's where you want to be. That's where you feel most comfortable at the beginning of the season.
I'll tell you
why. The long climb back.
I'll tell you, if I seem salty, I'm going to tell you why. Because we're
friends. Why didn't I take the Ravens?
The Ravens would have been a good pick, although that was not on my radar at all.
I mean, that is like a pick of the year. You don't get 44 points or whatever.
It was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
I stayed away from it because I thought, well, the Bills were a playoff team last year. Granted, they needed Andy Dalton to make it happen. I'll tell you why I'm salty, because I want to be real with you. We're family. When I checked the cover five yesterday and I see how poorly I'm doing, and then I see that
someone's leading?
Yeah, just beat Lavora is at right. First place.
Already. So we're just like, a couple hours into this year's cover five, and they're already taking shots
at you. Son
of a
bitch. That's the thing. I'm like, I work to put this stupid thing together every year, right? And then I log on to see how things are going. Like, is everybody enjoying the party? Uh-huh. Is everything making sense?
Oh, we are.
Like 157 people playing in the league. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go ahead and check to make sure that everything's working and make sure that everyone's having a good time. And then I set this thing up, and then I go, I'm getting my ass kicked, and the guy eating all the chips is just beat Lavora. Like, what am I doing here? You guys, stop it. I'm a man. I have feelings.
If you'd like to reach out to
us, I'm a grown man.
And stick it to this one over here. Yeah. Use the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf. There you go. That'll soothe your jangled nerves.
No, that makes me more upset.
It should. Harrington's Pub has live music every Thursday night with $3 Miller and Coors bottles. And this Thursday, it is the Chris and Wes Show at Harrington's Pub, the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak and more, including the capistrami, hot pastrami, Swiss cheese, Russian dressing, and coleslaw. One of my favorites. I hope it's yours. You can get it at Capriati's. They're open 7 days a week.
And I do mean that.
Enjoy their fresh cut deli meats.
It's one of my favorites, and I do hope you enjoy it as well.
I do hope you enjoy it. Try it if you haven't. You can do it. You can eat pastrami. Believe me. Enjoy their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. And again, mention Nacho Radio. Get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
All right, number one.
Number
the
one.
Top five.
This is going to do
things.
You a lot of good.
Number one.
One.
The Bears game didn't turn out the way it should.
No,
the
it
cover
didn't.
Five didn't turn out the way it should
no,
for
I'm
this year.
I'm fine with the cover five. I'm fine with my choices not being good. But just to go and check and to see, and this just beat Lavora gets to me at least once a year. Whoever this knucklehead is, once a year, I see this guy is on the leaderboard, and
he
I think,
could be leading all
the
year
hell
long.
What am I doing?
What if he leads?
Think, you know,
what
I,
if he leads all year long?
I'd invite everybody, and I'm inviting people like Dave and Darren suck. Like that's their username. What am I doing? What are you doing? Dave and Darren suck. Just be.
I
Lavora.
Think it's very playful.
Well, it is playful.
It's fanciful, is what it is.
All right. Well,
number one.
One.
Number one.
All right. Number one.
Bum, bum. Bum, ba bum, 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 ba bum, and another one gone, and another one gone, another one bites the dust. Mm. Hey, He's gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
We lost Major Healy.
That's right.
Bill Daly is
dead. I didn't know he was to be lost.
Did you assume he was already lost?
I don't remember him being lost, but...
He was on ALF, he was on the Newhart Show, and of course he was Major Healy on I Dream of Jeannie. He was basically everybody's best friend, and everybody's funny neighbor.
Yes.
He was kind of Michael Richards before Michael Richards.
What was his name on the Newhart Show?
Oh.
He was the pilot, right? Or he wasn't a pilot, he was a navigator.
You're right. I don't know.
Don't they have equipment?
Oh, he was Howard Borden.
Howard Borden. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Howard Borden.
He was excellent on that.
Major Healy on I Dream of Jeannie. He was Howard Borden on the Bob Newhart Show. And, died. Now, this is interesting. I guess he died on Tuesday.
Mm.
Died in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Official cause of death? Desert heart. It's our nation's number three killer, and not enough people are saying things about it. No, died of natural causes. The guy was 91 years old.
Yes, sure he was.
I mean, you know. Barbara Eden on Twitter says that Bill was a funny, sweet man that kept us all on our toes.
Barbara Eden, show us your desert moon. As a tribute to him, as a loving tribute to Bill Daly.
Did you see where basically Marianne from Gilligan's Island is living off of begging and panhandling on the internet? She had some sort of medical emergency, and she's got a GoFundMe page.
I hate to see that.
People can't give Dawn Wells enough money.
Well, you can't go ask Russell Johnson for anything.
Well, her and Tina Louise are the last ones standing, right?
Have to be.
Now, let me ask you this. What sort of tontine is there amongst the castaways? You think there's a tontine?
There should be.
Like, once one of them goes, then she'll be able, the other one will be able to say, here's what's up.
This is what really went down.
Here's what happened on that island, and none of it's good. None of it is for ears under the age of 20.
112.
Oh, my goodness. Yet, Marianne Summers was her last name, huh?
Well,
I didn't know she had a last name. She's 79 years old.
Mm-hmm.
What did she fall down a flight of stairs or something? Probably ate too much pizza. She says,
nice shot.
Huh?
That was bad lettuce.
She's got more money than she needs for her medical emergency.
Well, good.
As of Friday, her page had raised $140,000. And now there's
still plenty of fans.
She says she doesn't know whether she'll use the extra generous funds or return them.
I don't know what else to do. Who am I supposed to reach out to? Wrong Way Feldman?
That should be her official statement. What am I? You know, I'm going to go buy some.
Who am I going to talk to? The Mosquitoes?
I'm going to go spend some money on some Mosquitoes records. What? Bingo, Bango, and Irvin are going to be fantastic live.
I don't even know how to get a hold of those guys. I don't know their last names. I don't think their last name is Mosquito. I don't like Mosquitoes.
Number two.
That's why BBG never liked that show.
Because it doesn't like Mosquitoes.
Right.
Now things make a lot more sense.
Never cared for that Gilligan's Island.
We don't know enough about presidential candidates and what sitcoms they enjoy.
If you were sitting down to watch Gilligan's Island,
mm-hmm.
what would you prefer, a ding-dong or a ho-ho?
Oh.
They're the same damn thing. They're just made. They're just.
It's different shapes.
There's different shapes. It's different shapes.
I would say ho-ho all day long.
Ho-ho because he's got the stuff that's
like
twirled in it?
Yeah, it's like it's more balanced, isn't it?
As opposed to just a big blob in the middle?
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like a ho-ho is less crumbs.
Oh, it's different shape.
Well, now, Darren.
Wait a minute.
Now,
can't say that's the same thing. It's a different shape.
Well, now we're talking about something I care about. That's a very important issue.
Uh-huh.
I would say ho-ho because,
ho-ho
yeah, less
ding-dong.
Crumb, a little bit more balanced flavor profile. Also,
nice, a very competitive price point.
Yeah. And also, and I'm not trying to be homophobic, but I don't want a ding-dong in my mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it doesn't have to stay in there forever. You can, you know.
Although ho-ho is more phallic than a
ding-dong.
Ding-dong. Unless
unless
you have a penis that was both blessed and cursed.
Do you think?
My goodness, look at the girth on this thing.
Do you think they misnamed him then?
No, it makes sense. Ho-ho and ding-dong make sense. Ding-dong's like a hockey puck.
Yes. What? You're a regular hockey puck.
Now, let me ask you this. if I'm watching reruns of
CPO Sharky?
CPO Sharky starring Don Rickles.
I'm going with the Ding Dong.
Ding Dong's all day long.
Number two.
Mississippi homecoming queen boosts the game-winning extra point. This happened over the weekend. She's a senior. She got crowned homecoming queen. She's also the place kicker for the Ocean Springs High School football team.
Okay, Ocean Springs.
Yeah, Ocean Springs, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Mississippi queen.
Yeah. You know what I mean.
Crowned the homecoming queen right before the game, then went and put on her football uniform and kicked the extra winning point in overtime to lead her team to a 13-12 victory.
She's also a long snapper.
Wait a minute. Why are they kicking extra points?
No, she couldn't be the long snapper if she's the kicker. That would be fast. That would be quick. Not only do I snap the ball, I hold the ball, and I kick my own ball.
She kicked two field goals earlier in the game.
Nice.
So 9 of their 13 points she scored.
So 3 field goals or 3 extra points.
No.
And a field two field
Wait,
goals.
Wait, no. Yeah, no. She scored 7 of their 13 points. That would be the majority. Okay, that makes sense, but why are you kicking an extra point in overtime?
Maybe it was needed. Maybe the other team scored a touchdown in overtime but didn't get the extra point.
That would be the only thing that would make sense. She's a soccer player, I guess, and she started watching how to kick field goals on YouTube. When she was a sophomore, she was named to the varsity team. She's been a member of the homecoming court there for all 4 years, put her tiara back on after the game, and posed for photos in her football uniform after kicking the game-winning extra point.
Doesn't get any better than that.
No.
It's all downhill from there.
Probably.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Their current shows include, coming up on Saturday, September 22nd at 7:30, Hotel California. It's a salute to the Eagles. Tickets are $25 and $30. On Thursday, September 27th, it's the documentary Love, Gilda. In her own words, comedian Gilda Radner reflects on her life and career. And that includes interviews with friends like Chevy Chase, Lorne Michaels. He calls all the shots. Lorraine Newman, Paul Schaefer, and Martin Short. Tickets are $5. And on Thursday, October 11th at 7 o'clock, it's Ghost Army, a documentary, a question and answer, and book signing with producer and director and author Rick Beyer. The Ghost Army is the fascinating story of the top-secret World War II unit that used inflatable tanks, sound effects, and illusions to fool the Germans on the battlefields of Europe. Tickets are $12, 10 for students and 10 for veterans. And don't forget that on January 12th of 2019, it's an evening with David Sedaris, sponsored by Dave's Auto Body. That sold out a couple of years ago. Tickets are $30 and $40. Tickets are available at the website galesburgorpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office. They are available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals. The Orpheum Theater, lean forward, engage, and be entertained. The podcast, if you'd like to reach out to it, use the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Don't miss the 4th annual Halfway to St. Patrick's Day 5K. That's happening this Saturday, as a matter of fact, the 15th at 9 o'clock. This 5K is a run, walk, and bike event for the people of all ages. The money that they're going to raise is going to be donated to the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research. There's a party afterwards. You can get signed up at Harrington's Pub, or there's also a link at our website. You can get signed up there. Harrington's Pub, home of the Quad City's best Bloody Mary. If you'd like to... if you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line. But the podcast, as it always is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. But they also have a location in Cedar Rapids, 4640 First Avenue Northeast. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Also, don't forget that Capriati's gift cards are the perfect gift. Everybody loves Capriati's. When you're there for lunch or dinner today, mention Nacho Radio, and what will happen is they'll give you a medium sub, but they'll only charge you the price of a small one.
Okay, you ready for number three?
I am.
Number three.
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 And I ask, are you ready? Because...
Are you ready to rock?
Well...
I mean, are you ready to rock?
I'm asking you if you're ready, because what I should ask you is, are you ready to fall deeper in love with Ms. Olivia Newton-John?
Okay. Sure.
Olivia Newton-John has been diagnosed with cancer. Got diagnosed in with this cancer in her shoulder 5 years ago. I never knew that was a thing. Shoulder cancer?
Didn't know that either.
This is more than 20 years after she was first diagnosed with breast cancer.
Yeah.
Now, she was supposed to come to town, and then the show got postponed. Did she ever come back and do that show?
I don't believe she did.
Well, now she's just weeks shy of her 70th birthday, and she is telling the news in Australia that she got hit with a third diagnosis of cancer. Mm. She was told last year she has cancer at the base of her spine. She's been treating it, she says, by completely cutting sugar out of her diet, as well as other natural remedies and modern meds.
Yes, including...
And by modern meds, you know what I mean. Olivia Newton-John smokes dope, man.
Probably always did.
I don't like to think that's true. Or do I love to think that's true?
I honestly love pot.
Is that what that song's about? She's singing to marijuana?
Yes, I honestly love you.
Now it all makes sense. So all I love you, I honestly love you is her like Paul McCartney's Got to Get You Into My Life is a love song to marijuana.
Yes, it is.
You're telling me Olivia Newton-John's I honestly
and
love you
please,
is
please, Mr. Please, because that's how it was delivered to her.
Please, Mr. Please. All of her songs could be I've got chills, they're multiplying.
Xanadu.
And I'm losing control. Well, Xanadu is clearly about I think that's more about mushrooms than anything else.
Mushrooms.
Oh my. She says, I'm very lucky that I live in a state where it's legal, and I have a husband who is a plant medicine man.
She's married?
Yeah, she's married to some guy who grows cannabis on their California ranch.
Wait a minute.
I know.
Wait a minute.
I know. I wanted her to be single, too, because the one guy faked his own death. Maybe
still missing.
Well, maybe he did that just because it was like, I have no right to this much awesome.
I can't do it. I can't. I'm paralyzed by this whole situation.
Imagine Olivia Newton-John wants to get high with you.
I know.
It never occurred to me that was the thing because, you know, I'm a simple man and I think she is basically the character from Grease. But it turns out she's like the character from the last 3 minutes of Grease. Like, she takes a big hit on it and goes, tell me about it, stud.
Next thing you know, we're flying in the sky with a car.
Oh, my God, that makes way more sense. They were so high that the car was flying.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that makes all the sense in the world. Yeah, Olivia Newton-John, wish her the best with her cancer. And also...
Herb is the word.
Good to know that, you know, Sandy smokes dope.
Four. That's a game changer.
Physical, I'm being told, was the name of the strain that she enjoyed. So when she says, let's get physical, she's talking about a specific strain of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Every single song Olivia Newton-John ever performed was in some way, shape, or form about marijuana.
I honestly love you.
Oh my God, she's just singing to...
Have you ever been mellow? What do you think that's about? Come on.
Oh my God, she does sing a song called Have You Ever Been Mellow? This woman is like 10 times heavier
than
She's
like the Grateful
the
Dead.
That's what I was going to say.
She's like the entire all members of the Grateful Dead and Jefferson Airplane all rolled into one. And
in that little
hot
package,
tuna.
If you want to talk about hot tuna, to get a look at her. She's Olivia Newton-John for crying out loud.
We do have a standing offer that we will kill for you.
Imagine her coming over and like, "Hey Darren, let's get high."
Wait a minute. Is Stewie here?
Too much. Shut up with the Stewie, everybody. Where are your voices at? How dare you?
How dare you, Fred Travelina?
Number four.
Darren, let's get high.
Oh, wait a minute. It's Olivia Newton-John, Darren.
I'm Olivia Newton-John now.
Here's my Olivia Newton-John walk.
What are you way is that a joke?
What are you supposed to do?
I can't win.
You can't.
I can't win. I just
can't win for
I just
trying.
Like to think about getting baked with Olivia Newton-John. Yeah, that's all I can do.
Good thing to think about.
There are whales today. Here's something to think about next time you're sitting around smoking the devil's lettuce with Olivia Newton-John. Tell her this little factoid. It'll blow her out of her cute little mind. There are whales alive today who were born before Moby Dick was written. There are these whales off the coast of Alaska.
Not their favorite book.
They're called No. Well, I don't know. Doesn't the whale win? I don't want to ruin it, but I could see if you're a...
Oh, Jonah. Come here, Jonah.
Whales are alive. Bowhead whales in the icy waters off Alaska. Uh-huh. These things are more than 200 years old.
How about that?
There are bowhead whales that are still alive in the Arctic that were born long before Moby Dick was written in 1851. That's a fact.
Jack.
There are whales that have outlived the entire Moby Dick experience. What is it, being in cold water that lets you live to be 200 years old?
That's what works for me.
What's your secret? How do you make that happen? That's nuts.
Five. I'll put the sprinkler out in the front yard and then just put it as cold as possible. Sprinkler. And just I'll just run through it.
Sprinkler's on. Finally,
that whole sprinkler season, though, coming to an end, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Number five, Domino's Pizza thought it would be a good idea to do a campaign. If you get a Domino's Pizza tattoo, we'll give you free Domino's for life.
Mm.
The idea was, we'll give you, if you get a Domino's Pizza tattoo,
yeah,
we will give you 10,000 free pizzas over the course of 100 years.
So, like, you're going to live 100 years from here, from now.
Right.
I'm going to take those 10,000 pizzas up front, please.
You had to get a permanent tattoo of the Domino's Pizza logo on a visible spot of your body.
Now, they don't call themselves Domino's Pizza anymore, do they? Isn't it just Domino's?
Yeah, well, this is in Russia.
Oh, okay. Well,
so Russia. Maybe...
All right, Russian Domino's tattoos. Okay. Now...
It's still the same logo, right? I'm calling it Domino's Pizza. You're right. It's just Domino's. But in Russia, they started a campaign called Domino's Forever. And the idea was...
Domino's forever.
Thank you, Shirley Bassey. Yeah,
Domino's are forever.
Had to get a permanent tattoo of the Domino's logo on a visible spot in your body. And I don't know if they thought, you know, maybe a handful of people will do this.
Now, how do you like that song called Domino's on the new Paul record? You like that one?
Yeah, that one's okay. Back in Brazil's a little weird.
It's fun.
Is
it? It's fun. Just lighten up, Francis.
Yeah. Well, the song, the "Fuck You" song, where he's like, "I'm gonna have a top 10 hit today. I'm gonna get a 20-year-old producer. We're gonna have fun in the studio, and I'm gonna be relevant." Brian,
I don't know why he's talking to Brian the dog. That's weird. That's on him. That's not me. It's not that I haven't captured his essence perfectly. You people are the ones with a problem. I don't got a problem. The idea was you would get 100 free pizzas per year for a century.
That's a lot.
So
I am 10,000 sick and pizzas. Tired of these pizzas. I'm going to tap out. Domino's, can I tap out? Please keep your pizza.
Yes. Well,
I'm supposed to eat a Domino's pizza every day, every 3 days for 100 years?
Well, it's, yeah. Yes. That's what they wanted. Anyway, they had to shut the promotion down because all these Russians were running to get the tattoo.
Sure.
And they had to
How
say...
How big does the tattoo
just,
have to
it
be?
It just has to be visible on your body.
Like just, a freckle?
Just has to be... Yes.
Like a can I make it microscopic?
It has to be visible.
Like a dot?
They got hundreds of posts, and then they said, oh, we meant the first 350 people.
Still a lot of pizzas.
People are still getting tattoos. You know, this is
so
like...
Domino's thinks they're going to be around for 100 years, huh?
In Russia, of all
in
places.
In Russia.
Right?
Russian Domino's.
And this is the thing, too. It was the first 350 people, but nobody wants to hear that. There are still people today, I guarantee it, getting the Domino's Pizza logo tattooed on themselves over in Russia. This is like that buddy of yours that was like, hey, man, you got a Tootsie Pop where the Indian's shooting a star? That's worth a free Tootsie Pop, man.
No, it's not.
That was never the case.
No.
There are going to be people 10 years from now getting Domino's Pizza logos tattooed on them. And then
claiming they deserve free pizza.
And I know a lot of you are going to want to talk about the guy that had the tattoo on his forehead. And that was a guy that made that up on his own. So we can talk about that more if you want
Allegedly.
To. Allegedly. I'd rather not. No, he did. He did. I'll absolutely say he did. That was just somebody looking to scam a giant corporation. And he got nothing. Which is what he deserved.
It's too bad they didn't.
Well, looking back,
too bad
yes.
he didn't. Too bad he didn't.
You know, looking
too bad
back,
he didn't take him to the cleaners.
I guess now looking
there's
back,
nothing to protect.
I'm on his side.
You're absolutely back,
I could have been a very powerful ally. Now that I think about it. Those are your top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. Autumn is here, and now is the time to enjoy your delicious chai tea latte. Mm. Or how about this? They're located at 3537 Archer Drive at East Moline, just north of United Township High School. You already know that. This sounds very fall-like, doesn't it? A pumpkin cheesecake latte. Tell me more. It's pumpkin spice, creme brulee, and white chocolate. It's absolutely delicious. Try one today. Also, try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our patrons on Podbean. We love you all very much. As well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at NachoRadio.com. Make sure you bookmark that. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line. That is there for you 24-7. It's 470-23-NACHO, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, home of the Quad Cities' Best Bloody Mary. And the podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio, as it always does. Capriati's on 53rd Street in Davenport, and also 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. They are open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. They're open Monday through Saturday. They open at 10:30 Monday through Saturday. They open a half an hour later on Sunday. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Capriati's, extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
We have
two Monday night football games tonight.
One last story before we go. And I need Jared Goff to go off, because that's
that sounds like some sort of
yes.
some sort
quite.
I don't mean to get risque, but I need Jared Goff to go off.
Go off. One final story, and it comes to us from Bolivar, Ohio. They have a bunch of grocery stores.
Bolivar.
It's near Canton, Ohio. They have what they call Giant Eagle grocery stores. Not related to
not
the Eagle stores.
Foods,
no,
yeah.
No. Giant Eagle.
That's why they survived.
This woman is looking at felony theft charges.
It's not good.
No. She's a grocery store employee, and she's looking at felony charges because it's alleged that she stole over $9,000 worth of deli meat. And by stole, I mean she ate it. Over the course of the last 8 years. This woman, she worked at the grocery store.
She worked there.
Right? And every day at work,
a little of this,
she would help herself to just slices of deli meat.
Was there one particular person that was watching and chronicling all this?
This woman had a taste for ham and salami.
I'm going to wait till this becomes a felony. I'm just going to keep my powder dry until I've got a felony charge on her.
8-year employee admitted to the theft on Friday. Again, she was eating ham and salami every day, a couple slices, and when you added it all up, it was $9,200 worth of deli meat.
And in the deli world, that's a felony.
Well, that's a felony in all worlds when you steal $9,000 worth of stuff from somebody. The Giant Eagle loss prevention manager received an anonymous tip.
That's right.
That this employee, he had been nibbling on the meat at the deli, eating about three
for
to
how
five
many years?
Eating 3 to 5 slices of ham every day over the space of 8 years.
Tina, come get some ham.
Yes,
finally.
Tina, pay for the ham, Tina.
Finally, I get my payback. I gotta just keep my mouth shut. She can't keep her mouth shut. I got to keep my mouth shut. This is all going to be worth it. I'll put her behind bars.
I don't know that I'm going to enjoy a written paragraph more than I like this one this month. This could be the story of September. Are you ready? Or as we call it here at Nacho Radio, September. In fact, it's a September to remember. Rip the knob off. I don't know what that means. But get ready for an exciting Rocktober.
Get your rocks off.
We're gonna get the lead out in September. This is my favorite paragraph of the month. It's gonna be hard to top this one.
Uh-huh.
The Giant Eagle loss prevention manager received a tip that the employee had been nibbling on the meat at the deli
for 8 years,
eating about 3 to 5 slices of ham nearly every day over the space of 8 years. She occasionally ate salami.
Wasn't always ham.
No. You know, I like to mix it up every once in a while.
All right,
the loss prevention manager calculated that the ham had been eaten was worth $9,200.
Every time there is a grocery store story, I always come back to the same thing.
Yes.
What is it?
Grocery stores?
Whenever we talk about a grocery store.
Oh, well, the lady kicking the cake.
Punting
the cake lady.
Tina, come get some ham.
I love the idea.
What would you do if you went to the deli case, right?
Yeah.
You go to the deli case, and they've got all the different hams and turkeys. Like, of course they sample from time to time to have some idea what things are. They have to make recommendations,
well,
right?
Yeah, but what about the person who every time someone says, I think I'm going to have the old-fashioned loaf, every time they put a slice in their mouth before they pack up your stuff?
Do they?
Oh, I wonder. I bet someone.
Oh, I see that.
I can see someone do it. It's like, I'm going to have, I think I'll have some of the.
What would that?
I think I'll have some of the honey roasted turkey.
Would that bother
you? I'm just going to have.
If you, yeah. That's my question. Yes. That was my question. Would it bother you when you went to the deli?
Every time you asked for something, they put a slice.
They're just mowing on it.
Yeah.
A little for you.
A little taste for me.
Well, it's not like they're putting it on the scale and then
They take it before. But what if they did take it off your scale?
You're going to pay for this much and a little something for
and
me.
A little something off the top for me.
A little ham to wet my beak.
Uh-huh.
That's why we call it a taste.
That's why we call it Beak Week.
That's it for Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time. Until we get a chance to do it for you then, Tina, come get some ham.
Right. And maybe some salami. Occasionally.
Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities resting spot. Rock out. Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hi, this is Art Linkletter. Thanks for listening.